Congress returns from Thanksgiving break this week with a plate full of issues to finish before the end of the year. The main course is a fiscal 2016 spending bill, or at least another short-term extension, before December 11th. And there are lots of cooks in the kitchen who want to add various ingredients to an omnibus bill, even though Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa says the White House is working to prevent that.
There's going to be pushback by the White House, but I think there's just a stronger determination by the majorities in the House and Senate to go with WOTUS and a lot of others. I think there's a list of about 25 that people would like to get stuck on appropriation bills. But I think the high-profile ones like the war on coal, the Labor Department rules on fiduciary responsibilities, and WOTUS are the top three.
As a side dish, American Farm Bureau tax policy specialist Pat Wolf says there are 50 tax provisions that expired at the end of last year that have yet to be extended.
Congress has been talking about them since January 1st. It's now almost December, and they still haven't resolved which of those 50 provisions will stay on the books. There are two that are very important for farmers and ranchers, and that is Section 179, Small Business Expensing, and Bonus Depreciation. Congress has a decision. They can either put provisions on the books and make them permanent so that farmers and ranchers will know whether or not they can take a tax deduction when they buy a piece of equipment, or they can do what they did last year and put something temporary on the books that leaves everybody wondering.
Wolf says farmers and ranchers would like Congress to pass permanent rules rather than temporary extensions, and Congress will only be in session for 11 days in December.
There is a danger that if Congress gets wrapped up in other matters, that they just won't get around to this. And every farmer and rancher who cares about being able to deduct the cost of equipment needs to call Washington and tell their representatives and senators to get this done, to make it permanent, and to do it now rather than later.
Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.